morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with
me, missing in action, me.
Sparky. Hey, Sparky, how you doing this morning?
Fine.
What?
Nothing.
Here we are, last Saturday of October, 2 days before Halloween, and we are on the cusp of the white-tailed deer rut. The early muzzleloader season is concluded. The early muzzleloader season for antlerless deer has concluded. The antlerless deer season is still until today. And just a word of warning, if you are planning on bow hunting, go bow hunting. If you're planning on muzzleloader hunting, go muzzleloader hunting. It is unlawful to carry both a bow and a muzzleloader. Also keep in mind, if you are bow hunting today in Region B, it is the early muzzleloader season for antlerless deer, and you are required to wear your hunter safety orange or safety pink, even if you're bow hunting today.
I know you've explained it to me before, but why is it illegal to carry both with you?
It's just a kind of a law enforcement thing. If you, you know, you're not allowed to kill an antlered deer with a muzzleloader. Somebody might be tempted if they have the muzzleloader in the bow and they see a buck out there further than their effective bow range, they take a shot at it and check it in as a bow kill. Illegal. You do not need a muzzleloader stamp if you are bow hunting today.
Okay.
Okay.
I was going to say something, but I think I'll just drop it there.
Well, it's a natural resources police thing.
But shouldn't, if they want to take both, be allowed to take both, but if they get caught, they go to jail.
Well, they get a fine.
Get a fine.
But if you want to kill a deer, shoot one with a bow.
But what if you? I just feel like you're trampling on some rights if you tell somebody they can't carry both at the same time.
I didn't make the rules.
I didn't say you did. I'm not blaming you. I just said my feelings.
Well, all right. You're entitled to that. It's also a safety thing, you know. So.
I'm just trying to figure it out.
Well, I. Pretty simple explanation. You can't carry both. That's all. I didn't make that. But people need to have that cleared up because I see that question online like, you know, for the last 20 years I've seen it, or 10 years anyway, I've seen it online and people discuss it and beat it to death and people take the copy of the rule book and photocopy it or screenshot it or whatever and post it on there and people still want to argue with the book. And then they say the book's written wrong, you know, and it's not. Pick one today, bow or muzzleloader.
I'm not saying the book's wrong. I'm not saying anybody's wrong. It just seems like we over-regulate everything.
Well, there's no question about that. No question about that. The Natural Resources, Maryland Department of Natural Resources is charged with our deer management, and this is how they choose to manage it.
You know. No, usually I just keep my mouth shut about politics and over-regulation and all that.
Right.
If we don't get done these commercials and the stuff with these elections, and believe me, I know how important this election is. I'm voting. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But and please don't get me wrong, because I totally believe in democracy and going and voting and all that. But by the time you get to the polls,
you're overwhelmed.
No, you're just sick of it.
I know.
I mean, and everybody's got an opinion, and everybody's putting everybody down now. It's not about how good you are. It's how bad the other person is. And that's sad.
Unfortunately, that's where our country is right now.
That's really sad, you know?
Well, I agree with you. I mean, there are people. You know, they say all politics is local. So you've got to start where you are. You've got to start with your town council. You've got to start with your county commissioners. You've got to start with your school board. And then move from there to your delegates, to your senators, to the state office, your governor in the state office, and then you go to national politics after that. Your congressman in the House of Representatives and your senators. And you know, you gotta look at the issues, you gotta see who stands where on what, and you gotta vote for the person that you believe best would represent your interest.
Well, if I see a political ad.
Yeah.
Okay, which I fast forward through a lot of stuff, you know
right.
that. But if I see one, I want you to tell me why you're good enough.
Right.
Okay? I don't want you to tell me who the other guy slept with and why he's bad and what he did and that when he was in high school back in 1942, that he...
I get it.
Whispered.
I know what you're saying.
You know, I mean, it's just...
Well, politics is a dirty business, and it's all about power, and it's all about money, okay? We've lost the point where that was ingrained in the Constitution that the people's representatives are sent to govern in Washington, to vote on issues important not only to their country, but issues important to their states. And the representatives and the senators are supposed to bring the interest of the state to Washington. But we've gotten away from the Constitution. We've gotten so far away from the Constitution that, you know, it is now a battle of personalities. And it is also a battle of, right now, I think, good versus evil.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
And for whatever my feelings are for the Speaker of the House or whoever, okay, I do wish Paul Pelosi, did I get that right, a speedy recovery. The man's 80-some years old. He did not need to be put through that, and that's just sad.
Okay. Well, when the whole story comes out, if it ever does, we will figure out what happened to the guy.
Well, I feel anybody who got a skull fracture, I just wish him a speedy recovery.
Well, absolutely.
That's all I'm saying. Nothing political in that. Just I want him. I don't like to see anybody hurt.
No, I don't either.
And when you're 80-some years old and you get to that age in life, okay, I don't want somebody cracking me in the head with a hammer.
No, I don't either. But you know what? You've got cops on right now. You see what these people deal with on a daily basis, you know, on cops and all these crime shows. You know, the drug culture in our country is out of control, and these people make very bad decisions. And we have a war now on drugs in this country like never before. The stuff that's coming across our border, the stuff that's manufactured in China, the stuff that is spread out across this country with the hundreds of thousands of people that are crossing our border, you know, with no control in place, is creating what you're seeing on TV right now.
I know. I know.
Can we talk about the outdoors?
Yeah, sorry.
Let's do that. Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing this morning? Doing great. We really don't want to talk that much about politics today, and I'm glad Robin brought it up, and we're getting through it, right?
Yes.
Now we've got to talk.
I'll shut up. That's good.
No, I'm not asking you to shut up. I'm not asking you to shut up. But I want you to talk about the muzzleloader contest.
Oh, the muzzleloader contest? Well, why do you think I got out of bed this morning?
I don't know. Why did you?
The muzzleloader contest.
I'm sure that.
No, actually, I got a much better sleep. I've had a flare-up of my fibromyalgia, which has kind of put me down for the last couple of weeks. And I took a tumble the other day, and that put me down last week. So I am glad to be back, and I love muzzleloader giveaway season.
So do I. So tell the people how they can win one.
Please, call in, speak to Alan and I on the air, leave your name and number with Aaron. It's as simple as that. When you do, also, if you want to nominate a child for next month's drawing for the special muzzleloader that was donated back to us for children, we are going to do that.
Youth hunters.
And you can also... email us if you can't go on the air, you can't get a hold of us.
What's the phone number? What's the call-in number?
Whatever Alan says every week. WCBM 680?
410.
410 WCBM 680.
410-922-6680. That's how you get into muzzleloader contest. And
sorry.
I think Aaron's probably getting us some information here soon. Are you on the phone there, Mr. Aaron? Do we have any callers right now? Well, let's get going here, folks. Let's get cracking. Let's get calling in, 410-922-6680. Get in that muzzleloader contest. Aaron will answer your call, and just like Robin said, leave your name and number with him. He will be more than glad to record that. At the end of today's show, we'll be giving a muzzleloader away for the month of October. The folks at CVA have furnished us with 3 muzzleloaders this year, and they get progressively better as the year goes on. How do you like that? We have got not only a wolf for today's drawing, which is a very nice firearm, the muzzleloader. Next month, we are giving away and omega. The following is the Acura LR. So the folks at CVA have really stepped up their game this year and made it a progressively better contest. So also next month for November, we're giving away the Wolf that was donated back by one of our winners last year for the youth contest, just like Robin said. So that's how you get in at 410-922-6680. Right now it's time for me to tell you.
Put your mic a little closer to your mouth. Just a little.
Okay.
Try that.
What's that doing for you?
No, not for me, for you. Just see how it goes.
For me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, again, it's time for me to tell you about our friends at Backyard Billy's. So the weather's getting cooler. There's no question. And Robin has had our fireplace on in the mornings when I come out here. And it takes the chill off the room, no question. You know, it's not like you start a fire and you got to wait till it burns out. You turn it on, you got the heat. You want to turn the heat off, you turn the heat off. It's that simple. With our gas fireplace insert we got from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island. They are the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Now, Robin and I selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We enjoy the convenience of the remote control, the beauty of the firebox. It looks like a pile of wood in there burning. It's gorgeous. You can light it up if you want. And then the room-filling heat from the fan of our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands. And guess what? Cold weather's here, so it's time to get cranking on this. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or even a wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon, and you'll be ready for the cold weather. What is that?
My phone, I'm turning down now. It's Aaron. When he texts, I know it's him. Sorry.
Okay. So you can collect...
Okay, you sound like you're in a tunnel. I sound like I'm too close.
Okay. Visit BackyardBillies.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billies open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Hey, you know what? Clyde Sports Shop features Browning Firearms. They're your full-line Browning dealer. And I want to tell you something. They've got some really, really nice guns this year. You need to go in and check out the full selection. I want to tell you about the BPS Field. BPS stands for Browning Pump Shotgun. It's a newly designed stock with a new look, a larger trigger guard, matte blue finished barrel, and a forged machine steel receiver with bottom ejection. And that is great for when you're in a duck blind. It shoots that spent shell out the bottom rather than off to the side. It's a satin finish walnut pump action, all with superior fit and new checkering surfaces. Synthetic stock models are also available. And then I'm going to tell you about the A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated auto loader on the planet. And probably several planets. Mossy Oak Shadow Grass Blade Camo, fiber optic front sight, a humpback receiver just like Grandpa's old Browning, ergonomically balanced, recoil-operated kinematic drive, autoloader shotgun. 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee. 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee. That's Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Your full-line Browning dealer, 410-242-6108. Clydesfishinggear.com is the website. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. It's Clyde Sports Shop.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
You rattled my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my wind. What a thrill. Getting this your wreckage and quitting balls of fire. I let your love hold up.
Jerry Lee Lewis passed away at the age of 87. Cousin, did you know this, to Mickey Gilley? Did you know that?
I think I did.
Uh-huh. And what's the evangelist's name who's also first cousin? Jimmy Swaggart is also first cousin. Mm-hmm. All piano players, excellent. All right, we've got a couple callers on the line. Let's see who we have first. Who's first there? Aaron Robert in Dundalk. Good morning, Robert.
It's good afternoon. I'm just calling to enter the muzzleloader contest.
Okay, you're in.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate
That's it. Easy, right? Yep.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Bye. Yep. How about Don in Parkville? Good morning, Don.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm just fine. I'm calling to enter into the muzzleloader's gun giveaway. Also, I have two grandkids that just started bow hunting this year. They're both 10.
Okay.
Every Saturday morning, we try to go out. If I'm not working, we go out bow hunting.
Gotcha. Are you headed out there now?
No, sir. I'm still at work, unfortunately.
Oh, I got it. All right. Well, you got two grandkids. Did you give their names to Aaron?
No, I did not.
Would you want to enter them in the youth muzzleloader contest for the month of November?
Yes, sir. I would like to.
We'll put you back on hold. Aaron will grab your call. You can give him their names. And he'll write them down, and we're good to go.
All right, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Stay on the line. Don't hang up.
Good luck.
All right. You have a blessed day.
Thank you, too. All right. That's how you do it, folks. Email, as Robin mentioned, is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. We have quite a few names on the email, don't we, Robin?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we do.
Entered. Robin?
I said, yes, we do.
Gotcha. Gotcha, gotcha. All right. That's good. And those names that have been entered from the beginning of the contest will be until the end of November, right?
Correct.
The youth names.
Yes.
Yep. And so we're giving the adult wolf muzzleloader away today, which I'm excited about.
They're all sitting in my living room.
Yes, they've been delivered here. And we will be hand-delivering those to whoever wins, unless they're out of state or there's another circumstance.
Correct?
Correct. 410-WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Did you look at the video that I sent you?
Which one?
The one with the bears. No, I just sent it to you this morning.
No, I didn't see it.
Take a look at it. You remember the New Jersey law that I was telling you about a week or so ago, the gun restrictions? Well, yeah, they wanted, background checks. They wanted the people to you know, what we call it, a preemptive red flag law. October 27th, the fast-tracked and fatally flawed A4769 did not receive the floor vote. Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin predicted earlier this month, and the Assembly is not expected to meet again until mid-November. Comments from the bill sponsors sound like they finally realized that their, quote, public safety bill, unquote, is in trouble, and they have no choice to go back to the drawing board to try and fix their mess. Assemblyman John McKean has quoted the New Jersey Monitor as saying there's no lack of resolve. If anything, we're even more determined to get something to the governor's desk. Also, the Senate Law and Public Safety passed Senate Bill 32-3214 by yet another 3-2 party vote. Republican Senator Gene Stanfield and DeClan O'Scanlan both voted to protect sportsmen by voting no to 32-14. Regardless of what the anti-guns assembly and Senate politicians back with to fix these bills, the reality is they will not return with anything that law-abiding hunters, shooters, and gun owners can support. The Sportsman's Alliance will continue to monitor these two bills and keep you informed as soon as the next action is scheduled. And we reported on that if you listened last week. I can't remember all the details, so I don't want to speak out of turn. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's get in on the drawing or comment on anything you want to talk about. Muzzleloader, bow hunting, there's a lot of deer being harvested out there. I didn't get to hunt my selected day this week because of business interest, but I did make a trip to the property on that day just because I was running an errand, and I got there in the evening a little after 6, and there, standing in the middle of the field, was one of the largest bucks I've seen on the property with a doe. And as I watched longingly through my truck window, he trotted her off to my corner where my stand is located.
I think I didn't hear about it.
Huh? Do what?
Think I didn't hear about it.
Oh, you heard about it. But it was my choice. So let's talk to Mike in Dundalk. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Alan. How you doing?
Good, buddy. What's going on?
Nothing much. Just getting ready to go into work. I just I did get a chance to go out here for the early muzzleloader season on my property down Eastern Shore in Chrisfield.
How'd you do?
I didn't shoot anything. I have a lot of them on the camera, on my cameras, but they're really moving more at night.
They are moving. That's
and they are during the mornings.
Yeah. Yep. Gotcha.
So, I mean, I've seen some small does and stuff like that. But from my box blind that I hunt out of, but I just let them go. They were too small for me to shoot. So.
I got a text from a friend in Cecil County the other day. There's a private property farm. There's a farm in near Earlville. They found 19 dead deer because of EHD and some really, really fine bucks, some really nice bucks.
You know. I got 30 acres down in Chrisfield.
Now that's good.
I see a lot of turkey and a lot of deer. And
yeah, well, good.
I'm kind of a little picky, you know. I don't just shoot what I see first.
You and I both.
I like to let, you know, some of the deer I see, I let go and, you know, really, you know, like even with the buck. So if they're not even what I'm really looking for, I kind of let them get bigger. So
absolutely.
And I have a lot of big deer, you know, on my cameras. You know.
Well, that's good. That's good. Now, have you taken some big deer, Mike?
I have in the past. I'll be 63 years old soon, so.
Well, you're a puppy.
I've been hunting all my life up the mountains. I've been hunting down Eastern Shore for all my life.
There's a there's an organization called Bucks, Bears, Stags that publishes the Maryland Record Book, the official record keepers of Maryland Big Game. White-tailed deer, Sika deer, and black bears. If you ever have the thought that you'd like to try and get one in the next record book, which is coming out next year, 2023, stay in touch with me, and we'll be more than glad to figure out how to get that measured up for you.
Right. Yeah.
Be nice to have your name and picture in a record book, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I haven't got any record ones yet, but, I mean, to me, they're not really records, you know, but...
Well, I mean, they don't have to be a state...
I shot a lot of 6s, 8s, 10s.
Yeah, well, the 6s, 8s, 10s, I mean, with a muzzle loader, you know, the qualifying score. We're not talking about Boone and Crockett-sized animals. This is the Maryland record book. This is representative, good representatives of the species. You know, that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you online at all?
No, I don't. I'm calling on. I normally don't get on phones like everybody else. I'm a mechanical engineer. I work on machinery and.
I got it.
And I'm getting ready to go in to punch in to work now. I'm sitting in a lot, so I.
All right, well, get going. I appreciate it. Thanks,
buddy.
Tell
Robin I said hi, and
I'm right here.
Well, she's right there. You can tell her hi yourself.
Thank you.
Yeah, Robin. Hello. How are you?
I'm doing much better. Glad to be back.
Yeah. Yes, right now they got me working 12-hour days, so it's kind of hard. I'm working 6 to 6, so.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, that's rough.
It's making it tough for me right now to get out like I was, so.
Are you all just short-staffed,
right
or?
So. But I'll get there.
You got it. Thanks, Keith, Mike.
They'll still be down there waiting for me.
No question.
Yes, they will.
Thanks, Mike.
Have a good one.
See you, buddy. Let's talk to Keith and Jessup. Good morning, Keith. How are you?
Good, Alan. How are you doing?
Doing good.
You know, I just wanted to call and reach out to you, Alan, and Robin, and tell you how much I really appreciate your radio show, and coming from Jessup, and definitely like to get into the muzzle loader competition.
Did you leave your name and number with Aaron?
Yes, I did.
Then you're.
I'll tell you a small story here in Jessup. I went to the mailbox the other day, left my kitchen door open, and I come back and there's a raccoon sitting in my kitchen.
Uh oh.
looking at my garbage, you know, in my kitchen.
Yeah.
How'd he get in?
He left the door open.
Oh, he left the door open. I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, I just left the door open, and he just came out of nowhere, and there he was, you know. And,
yep.
And sure enough, he just, you know, took off and ran out the door.
Was this in the daytime?
It was in the daytime.
Man, you got to be careful of that. Anytime you see a nocturnal animal during the day, that could be possible danger there, buddy.
It was in the middle of the day. It was lunchtime.
That's scary.
Yeah, I thought the same thing, because normally it would be at night, right?
Yes, correct.
I sleep with my door open all night. Maybe I better.
Maybe you better not, right? But, yeah, no, that sounds a little scary to me.
I thought he could have been, you know, rabbit or something.
That would be the first thought through my mind, buddy.
It wasn't big. It was just a small one, but it's like I was like, wow.
Well, how do you know it came in from the outside? Do you have a chimney in your house?
Yeah, there's only one entrance.
Do you have a chimney?
No.
Oh, okay.
My grandfather used to have them come in through the chimney.
Yeah, that's very common to have them come in through the chimney. So.
Yeah.
That'll scare you if you see one with the head peeking at you.
You know, it's like I leave the door open for 4 or 5 minutes, and then boom.
There he is. How about that? Well, you had a wildlife encounter. Sometimes you have those encounters that you enjoy, and sometimes you don't enjoy them that much. That sounds like one you didn't enjoy that much.
Well, that's right.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Keith, for the call.
Thanks, and I appreciate you guys.
No
you
problem.
Have a good one.
Hello, Rob. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
My grandparents lived right outside of D.C. You knew that.
Yep.
Okay? But for living right outside of D.C., we had a family of raccoons that would live every year in the
chimney.
And you could actually watch them, and they peek their head down while you're sitting in the living room, and they peek down and look around at you. And then we were sitting there one day, and I'm sitting there, and I was a little kid, and something dripped on my head, and it was all sticky. He had honeybees all in his ceiling of his living room.
Honeybee.
And the honey was dripping out.
Oh, man.
Ceiling.
That's not good.
We were right outside D.C. and had all this wildlife. It was really cool.
Yeah. Church we went to, used to go to, had an entire sidewall filled with bees. You could put your hand on the wall and feel them all in there humming and vibrating.
Oh, I'd flip right out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was probably 10 by 20 section of the wall on the outside of the church. Very interesting. All right. Hey, you know, Chesapeake Outdoors located up there in Kent Island, they've got a couple of sales going on, but I want to tell you about some of the stuff they handle. If you know a bow fisherman, these Muzzy, that's the brand name, people that make the broadheads, they make a bow fishing package, which is pretty cool. One's called the LVX, and the other one is called the Vice. If you know somebody that's into that, you ought to take a look at that for sure for the holiday season. Now, if you're thinking about a gift for me, there's those Rambo electric bikes that they sell as well. You can pick one up and, you know, just put my name on it there. But let's talk about firearms. Remington, Ruger, Browning, Savage. Excuse me. In stock, straight wall cartridge rifles, 350 Legends, 450 Bushmasters, and much, much more. For waterfowl, they've got the calls and the decoys and the camo and boots and hips and waders and all that type of thing. For bow hunters, they carry Matthews. In stock, they have the V3X29 and the V3X33. And right now, and they carry Raven and 10-point crossbows as well. Right now, on the Raven 500, that's the hot lick, 20% off the Raven 500. Did you hear what I said? 20% off the Raven 500. Yes. Take a look at that. Stop by and pick up a new crossbow if that's one you're looking for. Don't forget they also have those home protection shotguns, 20% off. The pump action shotgun to protect your home. It's Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road exit, Kent Island, Maryland. That's coming from the bridge. Going the other way, it's 1707 Main Street in Chester, Maryland, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. Now, Spurrier's Tire Service. Still have not gotten in there to get my tires. I'm going. I've got a few miles left. I turned over 200,000 miles on the truck the other day. And I'm very pleased that the last two sets of tires have lasted me 100,000 miles each. I mean, that's almost unheard of. But Spurrier's Tire, right here in town, they're located at the corner of Dover Road and Elliott Road, just off Route 50. That's in Easton, where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. They have American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, Michelin, Yokohama, and a whole bunch of other ones. Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model, any size. Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for your lawnmower, your garden tractor, your wheelbarrow. And they have tire repair as well, a full-service automotive repair. If your check engine light comes on, go get it fixed. If your car's making a noise, go have it checked out. That's for sure. 24-hour truck service, and they have much more. That's kept Spurrier's customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. That's no appointment needed for tires. Or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. 822-7384. Visit their website, spurrierstire.com. 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change.
Sing it, Hank.
This country should.
All right, let's talk to Barbara in Baltimore. Morning, Barbara.
Boy, what a great song to wake up to and hear. Thank you for that. I haven't heard it in years.
You're quite welcome.
How are you guys doing?
Doing good. You?
You sound like my ex-mother-in-law.
I'm doing real good. I've got some exciting news for you. But before that, I want to ask you whether or not, since Joe Biden is killing us in this economy here with food prices, you think they're going to let, is a possibility of getting us some wild turkeys and maybe some deer meat?
There's always a possibility. Do you know anybody that hunts, Barbara?
I know people that hunt. Yes, I do, and I do get meat. But I'm just saying, on a wide scale, I mean, get the FDA to approve the meat or whatever.
We don't have to get them to approve it. It's already approved. It's wild, organic, non-GMO, no steroids, no nothing. Just go out there and get one.
She's saying
well,
about selling it.
I understand that because I do, but I'm talking about have some in the grocery stores.
Nope. Not with a wild animal. No, ma'am. No commercialization.
They were saying to try to help the. She was saying a way.
I get it. I understand it. Okay, I understand what she's saying.
Just something I throw out there. Because
well, if you commercialize the sale, if you commercialize the sale of wild game. That's what led to the crash of wildlife populations at the turn of the century.
Okay, I got it.
Commercialized sale of venison and ducks. I mean, it wiped out the canvasback ducks. It almost wiped out the wild turkey population.
I didn't know that either.
That's what happened.
I didn't know that.
Absolutely.
It's good to know. And
yep.
I'm going to get one turkey, and I'm going to probably have at least one deer. But I've got a couple of hunters, and they said that the population is really in the north, up in PA and North Baltimore County. They're having a problem with deer ticks. But I've got good news for you that I wanted to share if I could.
Go ahead.
I am a big Dan Cox person. I love Dan. I think if we don't get him in, I'm going to have to move to PA because Doug Mastriani is going to win up there. But
let's hope.
Dan is going to be, there's a freedom rally today at the Hilton Inn. It's outdoors from 1 to 4. But this morning, Dan is going to be visiting at 9 o'clock, the Reisterstown Senior Center. And at 10 o'clock, he's going to be at the Randallstown Community Center.
Okay.
And at 11 o'clock, at the County Campus Metro Center in Owings Mills. And the Freedom Rally today is at the Hilton Inn. It's from 1 to 4. Lots of food. That's
okay. Barbara, thank you so much. I wish you would have called me ahead of time for that. But we're glad that you are so enthusiastic about Dan Cox. You have a great day.
Enjoy
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mark in Marriottsville.
How's it going there, guys?
We're here.
Another day in paradise. What's up, Mark?
Oh, I had a day in paradise last week. I called in. I was on my way duck hunting.
And yes.
I'm on my way oyster diving again this morning. But
oh, good for you.
I wanted to report on the duck hunt last week on the Severn.
How'd you do?
I didn't get any. I had several birds in my beads, and I thought, am I going to pull a trigger on a cormorant? It seems like I never saw one taken off of the water or landing on the water. I saw a lot on the water and diving, and I saw a lot flying, but the color, you know, didn't look right. Do they fly like a duck? Was I looking at a cormorant if it was all black?
Yes, probably.
Yeah, that's my guess.
Probably. The other thing it could be would be a merganser.
Ah, yeah, okay.
Which are legal.
And I looked those up to refresh my my thought about what they look like. But there were some color splotches in them also.
Yeah, they are.
The most glorious part of my trip was getting rolled, capsized, by the Navy crew team.
Hey, how about that? Not bad. Not bad at all. Yeah. If you're gonna get rolled, you may as well get rolled by the best, right?
Amen. Right. I've been telling people the U.S. Navy sunk my battleship.
That's a good one.
One of them came past, and I thought, oh, there's another one coming, and I saw 14 or so go up the other side of the river earlier in the morning.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know, it was getting close to when I got to get out of there anyway to get out into my son's football game.
Right.
So I thought, okay, hunt's over, and I pulled my phone out of the pocket to videotape the second boat coming by.
Uh-huh.
And I got about a second's worth of video, and the phone ran out of memory.
Oh, no.
So I you know, thankfully I got it pocketed, got it, you know, put in a Ziploc bag and back
right.
in my pocket of my PFD. And I started to unload my gun, and I hear the third boat coming, and I look to my left, and they just, the point of their bow came within 2 inches of the point of my bow. I'm anchored, you know, pointing straight out in towards the river.
And they didn't see you?
And all I had time to do was basically duck and cover my head, and I got rattled. I got thrashed with their oars and the rigging on the side of the boat.
Oh, my gosh. They didn't see you?
They did not see me. They're all facing backwards. And then the little coxswain in the back, you know, it sounds like their job is basically to keep an eye to the side.
Right.
Because yeah, when they're...
Did they stop or come back or apologize or anything?
They slowed down in about 60 or 70 yards, stopped paddling, and they were, you know, as bewildered as I was, I guess.
Wow.
And I yelled, hey, can you guys give me a hand? Because I didn't know how deep the water was. I was,
right.
I knew it was, you know, more than 3 feet deep. And I'm, you know, swimming to grab gear, and I tugged on the rope to make sure my gun was still at the other end of my tether.
Yeah.
You know, I could feel the weight of it down there in the water. So I went about gathering gear and turning my boat back over. And I look up, and the next boat's coming by. And I look over, and the first boat's gone, the one that hit me.
Nice job, guys. Jeez.
Yeah, I yelled, hey, can you guys send rescue? And I didn't hear, you know, they just kept paddling slowly on past, and I didn't hear a response. And it dawned on me, I got my earplugs in. So they might have yelled.
Okay.
They've got their chase. They've got, and I wasn't thinking at the time, they've got their chase boats.
Right.
You know, the coaches run along in the motorboats following
right.
them.
Right.
And, you know, I thought, okay, they'll send somebody. You know, the academy's only a mile and a half further
yeah.
down the river.
Did they ever or not?
Yeah, I got moving in towards shore, and within 30 seconds I heard behind me, can we give you a hand? I turn around, there's three of their chase boats there.
Right.
You know, kind of a flat barge-like on the back
yeah.
of them. They're there to give me a hand. So I had about six of the coaches basically helping pull my gear and me out of the water, and it was just surreal. I figured out I could stand. The water was only shoulder deep.
Right.
So I'm standing there pouring water out of my barrel, telling, you know, agents of the U.S. Navy, give me a second to unload my gun.
Yeah, really.
Before I hand it to you.
Good grief. What a story.
So we got all the gear, and then we put the boat up on one of their boats and turned it over and emptied it out. And I was figuring on, you know, climbing up onto their boat and then stepping back into my boat and paddling on back. And they said, can I give you a tow? You know, I was like, sure, give me a tow back because I'm late now.
Yeah, I got it.
And I had a mile and a half to paddle back. Well, then it dawns on me, my boat's already sitting on their boat. I said, hey, let's move everything onto one, and maybe you can just give me a ride back, because they're going that direction anyway.
There you go. So cool. What a story.
I put in down at Jonas Park across
right.
The river.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Mark, we got to move along. I appreciate the story,
absolutely.
Though. It's great. Take care, buddy.
Take it easy, man.
Take it
all
easy.
Right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Glenn real quick, and then we got to take our last break. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Alan, Robin, how you doing?
Doing good. How about you?
Good. Okay, I guess.
Good. So, what's going on in your world today?
Well, there's a tractor pull going on, but I guess I'm not going to get to go.
Uh-oh.
My ride's got other plans.
Oh, boy.
After telling me last week, she'd be taking me to the thing, but...
I hear you. I hear you. Did you get out for muzzleloader season?
No, not yet.
Not yet?
I guess if I don't go today, I'm not going. So.
You don't go today, you're not going, but I'll tell you one thing, you're not going to tractor pool.
Yeah, that's for sure, yeah.
Can you get out today?
Get out there today and get yourself a doe.
Yeah.
So, well, good to hear from you. Everything else all right?
Yeah, I guess so.
You doing anything for Halloween?
Are you doing anything for Halloween?
I don't know. Just whatever's normal around here. It's all nothing.
Hand out candy, huh? I got
nothing
you.
Special, Dad.
Yeah. Robin's all jacked up about the grandkids and Halloween this year. So
yeah.
It's, they've got their Islands in the Stream outfit together. Mm-hmm. Right, Robin?
Yeah.
Yep. Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton.
It was yesterday. I had one of the grandkids, they were thing yesterday. And
got it.
They had their costumes and whatnot. But,
I love any holiday.
Yep, she's a holiday file. She loves every one of them. So.
Horrible.
Yep.
I mean, like, almost psychotic about it.
Yep. So. Well, good hearing from you, buddy. You have a good weekend, okay?
Take it easy. Yeah, get out there today.
All right.
Okay?
Thanks, Glenn.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. You know, we got plenty of time left to get outside with our family and friends for the fall season here. You know, still get a few crabs if you like, or even not. You can put some hamburgers and hot dogs on the grill, and you can get that grill from Backyard Billy's. They've got a tremendous showroom. Check out the barbecue grills by Traeger and Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. Maybe that's a nice family gift for the holiday season. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings as well for those of you who like to build the bonfire, have a little fire out in the back and, you know, do some s'mores and stuff. It's all at Backyard Billy's. It's actually Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And to go along with that, they've got a tremendous selection of poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, tables and chairs, those Adirondack chairs. They have 300 of those in stock. You can see all that in Backyard Billy's lot at Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find gym sets. They used to call them swing sets, I guess, for the kids, and tiki bars and storage sheds at Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, any theme that you might have, and any budget. At Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBilly's.com. Call 410-827-4500. It's 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. Now, Chesapeake Outdoors. We talked about them a little bit earlier and all the great things that they have for archery and waterfowl hunting. They have a full line of camo and boots and things like that. They got the 10-point crossbows, and they've got the Matthews compound bows. The new V3X 29 and 33 are available, and of course, custom arrows and bow tuning. They've got your straight wall cartridge guns in stock. Now, these are Rugers. These are Ruger Americans and Ruger Go Wild models in 450 Bushmaster and 350 Legend. Now, here's the big news. The R500 Sniper Matthews crossbow is 20% off. 20% off the Raven crossbow, the 500 model. That is quite a saving. That's a savings of about $600. So that's not insignificant. Check that out if you're looking for a new crossbow. Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island, 1707 Main Street, Chester, Maryland, 410-604-2500. That's 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. We'll be right back.
Food is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Everybody, get out, stay out, stay safe. Enjoy the family this weekend and the Halloween. Keep your kids safe, keep them close, but let them have fun.